Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We're actually on Pei Aleph. We're up to Sholcha Mitam, fifth line from the top. And today we'll learn for Fu Shlema for Shimon Peril Ben, Shimon Tzvi Ben Peril. Here we go. Sholcha Mitam, they sent a question from over there. From where? From Eretz Yisrael. Hizaru Be'ir Bubisa. Be very careful to wash your clothing and to wash yourself, right? So you don't come to Bubia, you don't become crazy. Hizaru Bechabura, make sure you learn with a Chabura. Don't learn by yourself. Learn with a Chabura. And Hizaru Bebnei Aniyim, be careful about the poor people. Watch the poor people. Shemehem Teitei Torah. Because Torah comes out of them. Shemehem, like it says.
Children of the poor people.
Benani and children. Shenema, like it says, Yizal Mayim Midolyov. Right, the water flows from the poor, which is Torah. Shemehen Teitei Torah, because from them Torah comes out. Says Ran, Shemehen Teitei Torah. Sheein Lahem Esek Acher. They don't have anything else to do. They don't have jobs. Va'od also Shedaitam Shfeila Alehem. They're very humble because they're poor. They're not big shots. So they are able to learn Torah.
Why is it saying this Torah?
In other words, what? Right. No. What should it say? No, I don't know. Not so bothered by that.
Learn from.
No. Take care of it. Take care of your body. Make sure you otherwise you'll get crazy. Take care of your learning. So you learn with the chabura, and then take care of the enium. So the Ben Yehuda says that. What does this mean? Only the poor people. So he says like this. He says that you could have rich people. You could have rich people that are Talmid Chacham. Can't such a thing. You look around. Such a thing. Such a thing does exist. It's not everybody, of course. It's rove. But he says that it's unlikely for a rich person to teach Torah to others because he doesn't need the money. So the Rebbeim are all going to be poor people who need the parnasa.
It didn't change.
That's not true.
No, it's not necessarily true. I guess what Gemara was saying, in general, this is true. Of course, there are exceptions. This is a general rule. A general rule is a rich person, they can come to shear, they learn, they're good people, but they're not gonna invest to teach others because they don't need to do that.
I was sort of the other way around.
That's what Ben Yehuda says.
Think about it the other way around.
Yeah.
Because they chose to learn.
Therefore, they're poor. Right. Right, so it's a little bit of a chicken egg issue. Right. Next, now the Gemara says, Mibneima ein mitzuyin tamid chachamim, lotzeis talmud chacham mibneihem. How come you find many times, Duran says, al rove, the rove. Rove of the time, a talmud chacham, his son's not a talmud chacham. Rove. Not all the time, rove of the time. How come you have that? So we're going to have at least five answers to this question, right? There are mefarshim who learn this Gemara. Doesn't mean how come rove of the time a son's not a Talmud Chacham of a Talmud Chacham.
He says
a grandson. Others in Medayik, a grandson. A son you have.
No,
grandson, rove of the time or not.
He says, why is it not usual for scholars to give birth to sons who are scholars?
That's what I said.
No, he said, not...
That why don't scholars have sons that are scholars? Same thing. Why don't you have such a thing? Many times, the Rav says rove. Rove of the time, you will find that a Talmud Chacham, his son, is not a Talmud Chacham. Why is that? So others learn a grandson. The problem is that if your son is a Talmud Chacham, then he's the father of that one. So then it shouldn't be even such a thing. But rove of the time, and we could argue with this, we can go talk about percentages, and we can sit and talk about people that we know. Like a Dolin that didn't have children, some did. But the Gemara says that I can't argue with it. But how come? So I think that the answers are shed light on the question.
It's not talking about a stand.
You'll see the answers. Look at the answers, number one. Amr of Yosef, number one, Shelo Yomru Torah, Yerusha Hilahem. People shouldn't think Torah is a Yerusha. What does that mean? It cuts both ways. Look at the rush. The Rosh is in the second line, the second wide line. You see where it says Shelo Yomru Yerusha Hilahem? You see a tiny Rosh there? In a magnifying glass, that is Rosh. You see it? Shelo Yomru, people should, Shelo Yomru Acherim, others shouldn't say Yerusha hi lehem livnei elu. It's their business, the learning. Lo matzlichim anu b'anul l'lmod. We're not going to be matzlichim if we learn. Why? This one's the Talmud Chacham, his son. It's a whole dynasty over there. I'm going to learn. So Hashem makes it in such a way where the sons are not to be the Chachamim. So no one should think it's a Yerusha. Everybody should learn. You hear that answer? That's not what I would have thought about. The other thing I then says, Inami or Shalo Yomru B'nehem Ein Onat Shichem Lasek Patar Yerusha Ilano. The kids are going to say, what do I have to learn for? My father's being Talmud Chacham. Right? It'll come to me. It's Yerusha-like. Could be. It could be. It could be. If you hear what the Rosh says, you could be. You're right. I'm not talking about Stam, a guy, a rabbi of a shul somewhere, and right, a thousand of them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the real yechidim, right? The real there are out there, right? There's a handful of them, 10, 20 of them. That's basically it. So the Yerusha issue cuts both ways. It's on the oilum, or it's on the family. That's answer number one. Rav Sheshes Brei Davidi Omer Kedeshal Yizgaru Ala Tibor. They shouldn't be haughty on the Tibor. Right? We have a monopoly. Only we know how to learn. Right? Mar Zutra Omer Mibdei Shehen Mizgaru Ala Tibor. Because they will do that. Some say they're not even really arguing. Right? Right. Rav Ashi Omer Mishem Dekaru Leinchi Chamari. Because they call people donkeys. In other words, they look down on people. Ravina says another answer. She'ein mevorchin b'Torah tchila, because they don't make a bracha on Torah before they learn, and therefore they don't have children that learn. What does that mean? What? Right. So what does the Ran say? Listen to this unbelievable Ran. This could be a whole Shabbat Shuvah Drasha in itself. It's one line in Ran. She'ein mevorchim b'Torah tchila. Tchilas askim b'chol yom, the beginning of their work that day, every day. Tahainu, what is that? Lasok b'divrei Torah. V'harevna and asher b'achar. We say three things when we make a bracha on Torah. Right? Lasok, it's sweet. And we're chosen. Right? We're chosen people. Why don't they make these brachos? I don't know. I don't know why they don't make... What? I understand. No, but that's what Ravina said. Why don't people have... Why don't Gedolim have sons and Asmir Chachamim? So Ravina said, because Ravina said, She'ein Mevorchim B'Torah Tchila. What does that mean? The Ran says it means all three brachos. Why don't they do that? I don't know. Right? Now we have a famous Gemara. Right? Damar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'ad Dechsev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Miho Ish HaChacham, who's a wise man, V'yavan Ezos, and they're going to figure this out, they're going to know the answer. What? No. Who's a wise man, they're going to figure it out, that what? Why the galus happened? Why the korban happened? Davar zeh nishal lechachamim. This question was to the chachamim, v'la neviim, and to the neviim too. V'lo pershuhu. Nobody knew the answer. Nobody could figure it out. Ad until shepirshu hakadosh baruch hu ba'asam. Hashem himself gave the answer. Tichsev, like it says, v'yomer Hashem alazav temes torasi, because you forsook my Torah. Hainu. Lo shamu b'koli, hainu lo halchuba. All these are part of the pasuk. Not listening to me, not following in my path. It's all the same thing. So, as the Ran's going to explain, the question is, what do you need Hashem for? The pasuk says, you didn't listen to me, you forsook my Torah. Why do we need Hashem to come and... No one can figure that out. So, the Gemara answers, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, she'en mevorchim b'Torah tchila. They didn't make a bracha before they learned. So look at the Ran. Davar zeh nishal lechachamim v'lo pershuhu. Right? Midichsiv, it says, V'yomar Hashem al azavtem es torasi. It says, Hashem said you forsook my Torah. Michlal, delekta liyad el adurei time el akud shabrichu b'lchud. Nobody knew that answer except Hashem himself. Nobody can figure. Nobody can look around and say, what on earth is the reason for the Churban? I can't figure it out. I see people, everyone such tzaddikim. What's the reason? Hashem said, I'll tell you the reason. You forsook my Torah. What does that mean, forsook my Torah? So the Ran says, "Umatzati be Megillah Star b'Shal Harav Yona." I don't know who that is. Dekra Hachi Dayik Daal Shalom Berachu B'Torah Tchila of the Haaretz. The reason why the land was lost because they didn't make a bracha before him. What does that mean? Im Isha Alazavtem Es Torasi. If it's because people forsook the Torah, so Pshita Mashma Shavdu Es Torah. That's obvious. That would have been obvious to people, especially the Chacham and the Devonim. That would be obvious. Look around. So yeah, of course I know why we're thrown out of the land. No one's learning. No one's keeping the Torah. You don't need a genius for that. Yeah, you don't need a Hashem to come and enlighten me. I can see right away. Nobody was learning. Yes, Pirshu. Why did they explain that? That's obvious. It's exposed. It's open to everyone. It's easy to understand. Thank you. Right? What's the big deal? No, the answer is the Chachamim looked around and they saw everybody's learning. It's Kishmak. It's Kishmak. The Shiurim are full, right? It's Kishmak. Lefikach hayu Chachamim v'neviim timihim amahal of the aretz. Then scratching the head. What's going on here? I was thrown out. I look around. Every Shiur is full. People are keeping the mitzvah. So why? So why did the Churban happen? Why are we thrown out of the land? I'll tell you why Hashem says. Hashem says, I'll tell you why. Shehu yodea me'imke halev, because he knew the depths of people. Shelohayu mevarchin b'Torah tchila. They were not making a bracha beforehand. Kolomar. Shelohayu sa'at. So what does that mean? They didn't make it in the morning and make the actual bracha? Is that what it means? So for that, they were negligent in a bracha. So for that, you'd be thrown out of the land. So the Shabbos Ha'ar says, you see from here, that making a bracha on Torah is a daraisa. Because, on some level, there's a pshat in this Gemara. Right, we're going to learn all these other reasons what it means. But there's a pshat here. The pshat is, they didn't make a bracha. So the Ran says, you know what it means? Shalom ha'isa Torah chashuva b'neim. It wasn't chashuv. Learning Torah wasn't chashuv kol kach. Shu roi levarech aleha. It wasn't something worthy of making a bracha on. You hear that? Shalom ha'isa. Who said?
No.
What do you mean? Alma of the Haaretz. Right?
You don't get one word out of the entire thing. We're talking about the concept of Tamina Chachamim.
I don't know about that.
The Gemara started Tamina Chachamim.
Yes.
He started saying Tamina Chachamim.
What?
Why the children is not Tamina Chachamim? That's what's saying.
Exactly. We started on that.
I don't know if long term is another Chacham here, Mati. I don't know. What?
Then you're right, sure.
No. The topic is the same because it's the same answer. The Chachamim didn't make a. According to Ravina, Ravina's pshat was, why don't Chacham have children like them? Because they don't make a bracha before it. And why was the land lost? Because nobody did it. I don't know. That's how the Masifta learns.
That's a very hard connection.
Why? You have more tenuous connections than that in the Gemara. What's the connection between one sugya and another sugya? I don't know. I don't think it's everybody. Well, you'll see why. Most Mepharshim learn it's everybody. Because most Mepharshim don't learn it Kipshuto. The Ran's not learning it Kipshuto. The Ran's now expanding on it. What does it mean? When they wake up in the morning, everything, they were good Jews. Yeah. They didn't make a bracha and birchas hatorah. No one learns that. No one learns that that's a pshat. What does the Ran say? They did learn. But it didn't mean anything to them. It wasn't chashuv to them. It's only the Chachamim. I don't think so. It wasn't chashuv to them. Shelo hayu oskim ba l'shma. They weren't learning l'shma. Umitoch kach hayu mezalz v'lim b'brichoseh. That's why they didn't make a bracha. The bracha was a symptom, not a reason. It was a symptom. What? Yeah, v'hainu lo halchu ba. Klomar, b'kavarasu l'shma. Elu divrei harav chassid zatzal v'ayinoyim v'nirin l'misha omer. I like that pshat. Others say, the Taz says, a pshat right now, which I'm going to say, the Taz says, a very unpopular pshat today. And the pshat is, the reason why the Torah, the The reason, what does it mean they didn't make a bracha on Torah? It means they didn't learn Torah in depth. They learn Torah in depth. That's right. So the guy says, what do you want from me? I have a hard day of work. I learn hard. So I learn little easy things. I learn easy things. Kabbalah. I learn that. What? Kabbalah. Kabbalah's not easy. Not easy at all. Well, easy things. What about being Osek in Torah? What about Amelis in Torah? All those things. Oh, it's a yeshiva guy. It's not a yeshiva anymore. That's what it means. That's what this means. Right? So it's a very unpopular thing to say because people are tired. I'm also in the same boat. And so, but you know what? There's a value to it. There's a value to it. Right? At least, I thought to myself, at least here in this room in the morning, we should try to at least understand the Gemara. I'm not talking about Pilpul and Lomdis. At least just the Gemara, we should understand at least that. Instead of just davening everything. Right? That's a little bit of a Musar. Okay. The
we'll try
this
tomorrow.
What?
Let's go further.
It's a hard one. I mean,
it's
learning.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult. It's very difficult because it seems like such a small avera is the cause. You tell me because Sinas Chinam, I get that. You tell me the big three, I get that. You tell me this, hard to. It's hard to.
It means approach, Adam.
Right. So the Tazik is another pshat, and he says that people viewed Torah just like another subject. Also, it's not a popular pshat. They view it like another subject. Yeah, math and Shakespeare and Torah. They make a bracha on that. Why? Why should I make a bracha on that? You don't make a bracha on Shakespeare. Why should I make a bracha on Torah? Right. It's another subject. That's also hard to understand. All these pshatim are hard. Let's even hold from it's another subject. You keep Shabbos 100%. You keep Kashrus. You keep everything. So I don't think Torah is special. It's not just like Shakespeare. It's another area of study, just like Shakespeare and just like science. Okay, that's not the approach you're supposed to. What? I guess the both. Right. That was the prevailing sentiment. Right. Wasn't Yechidim? I don't know because we have other Gemaras that say why the Beit Hamikdash was destroyed. So I'm not sure what's going on here. It seems like it's the first, because the pasuk from Yirmiyah. Good? No?
No.
Good. Not good?
Definitely not.
Very, very, yeah. That's for sure. That's for sure. But yesterday I met a rabbi I know at work. So I said to him, do you have anything more to say? Everyone says the same pshat. Everyone says, basically, the same pshat is, they didn't value Torah. Not that the bruch in the morning, when they woke up in the morning, they didn't make them, that's not what it means. It means they didn't value it. However you want to spin that. Right? You thought it was like Shakespeare, you weren't doing Amelos, however you want to spin it. The Ran says it wasn't Choshev. Same thing, same answer. Any other answers out there? You know, more of an answer that answers the, that will satisfy us. They're all scratching their
head.
Oh, no, not a Lundish answer. No, not a Lundish answer. More of a deeper answer. In other words, all these answers are good answers, but they still don't really fully explain why is this, what's the big avera. That's what I'm trying to say. What's the big? So a guy learns and he doesn't learn as good as he could learn. He doesn't learn amelus. And he, okay, so it's not the optimum thing to do. 100% not. We all agree about that. Right? We can push ourselves, right?
Huh?
What? It's a hard thing to understand. I heard a great line last night. Someone said, I think it was someone in the Israeli army. In the Israeli army, they have a saying: "Nothing, everything is possible, and the impossible just takes a little longer." Such a great line, right? You can do it. You push yourself. So that's such a bit of era. Hard to understand. So you know what he told me? He said, I don't have an answer. The question bothers everybody. And everyone gives the same basic answer. Right, it bothers everybody.
I think it's a makar taiva. So when someday you got the taiva, if you don't make the bracha, you're not makar taiva.
But it's not that would be you'd be right if they wouldn't keep it. Here they're keeping it, but they're not keeping it with all the hidurim and all the even the hidurim. They're not keeping it. They're not learning. It's about learning now. Everyone says it's about learning. It's not about keeping it. Shabbos they kept everything they kept. What is a mitzvah in the Torah to learn Torah?
Right.
It's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's one of the 613. Okay, we say Talmud Torah connected Kulam. And that mitzvah they didn't do, they did it half-baked. They didn't do a lishma, and they treated it like another subject, and they didn't do a melis. They didn't push themselves. Okay, next. Easy, if anyone has an answer, I'd love to hear it. Easy by Yehuda, lo asal mesifta, derbiosi tlasiyomi. Easy didn't come to the yeshiva for 3 days. Ashkeche Vardimus, Berabiosi. So he bumped, the Vardimus, the son of Rabiosi, bumped into Easy. Amalei, my time of loasimar, lebe majasha da abad tlasiyomi. How can he come to my father's yeshiva for 3 days? So Amalei, kitaime davucha lo yadana hechid asya. Because I don't know where your father got his bark from. I don't know where he got his tzat from. And we're back to the dorm. Amalei, lema mar maika amalei, dilma yadana tame. Tell me which bark, which member of my father you don't know. Maybe I know the answer. Amalei, hadatanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi said, that kovsin kodmin lechaya cherim. That washing your own clothes precedes giving the water to someone else. Where'd that come from? Krami Nolan, where'd that come from? Amalei, I don't tell you where it came from. It says, umigresheim yeyul vehemtem. It says that when you make a city, so outside the city you have an empty area called a migrash, empty area, and that should be levehemtem for your animals, ulurechusham, and you for possessions, ulechal chayasam, and for all your life. What does ulechal chayasam? What does that mean? My chayasam. What does that mean for your life? Ile machaya. It doesn't mean wild animals. That can't mean that. Valo chal chaya bechal behemahu. That's included in behemah. Ella, my chayisa, what does it mean chayisa? What does it mean your life? Chayusa mamish, what means your life? Your mamish, your life? So pshita, obvious, that they should live there, you shouldn't have to die there, that's obvious. Ella, what does it mean? Ella lav, kvisa, daha ika, tyra, de'er bibusia. It must mean that you have the rights there to do your laundry, even if at the expense of someone else's thirst, because otherwise you go crazy. That was the makar for that. What?
I don't see that.
Okay, next. Now, the Mishnah said, right, that a woman saying she's not going to wash her body, not going to take a shower, Amar Rabbi Yossi, ain elu nidre inu nefesh. That's not inu nefesh. Or also putting on jewelry. That's not inu nefesh. What did Rabbi Yossi say? That's not inu nefesh. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Where am I? Ibai lehula Rabbi Yossi. Mao she yefer b'shem dvarm shebino lebeina. Good. It's not inu nefesh. That's good. I hear you. I hear you. That was whole yesterday's daf, right? It's not inu nefesh. What about beino lebeina? I'm with a woman who doesn't take showers. If you're right, it's not inu nefesh. They all alarmed us yesterday. Why not? Lamaisa, it's between me and her, no? It's hard to sit at the table with someone like that. So can I be mefer on those grounds? Right? Says the Ran, the first. Best what? No, because we never had a Gemara where there's a machlokes. What's inu nefesh? Tana Kama said that's inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi said no, it's not. By the way, what's the nafkamina? Let's assume you're allowed to be inu nefesh. Let's assume it is something dvarim beino lebeina, and therefore the husband's allowed to be made for it. What's the difference? Why he's made for it? No, what's the difference? Is there a halachic difference? Whether he's made for it because it's inu nefesh to her, or he's made for it because it's beino lebeina? What? So what's the difference? So look at the Ran, the first wide line. Birchitza v'kishut depligi aleihu b'drabanan. About washing and jewelry, they have a machlokas. Me, Amrina, do we say, dafku mishum inu nefesh with the palagalayu? They're only arguing about whether or not it's inu nefesh. Delo mefer, which of course Rabbi Yossi, you can't. Aval mishum dvarim shebeino lebeina. But if it's something between the two of them, modu Rabbi Yossi de mefer. Rabbi Yossi would agree that you can do mefer it. Vnafkamina, what's an afkamina? Vnafkamina. Dele rabbanan de amri inu nefesh have mefer. If you can, then inu nefesh bein laatzmo bein laachirim. And you can even do it to other people. It's even for others. Right? Like she says, I'm not eating any vegetables. That's inu nefesh, and he can make for it for her, and even other people can give her the vegetables, not just him. Rabbi Yossi, dafka la'atzmo mefer. Only la'atzmo has to be mefer. La'chem eino mefer, but not for others. So, if dahahu de'ika ben inu nefesh, the dvarim shebeino lebeina. That's the difference between inu nefesh and dvarim shebeino lebeina. The difference is other people. So he can master ned there, she has to take a shower, only for him. But for other people, She doesn't have to put on jewelry. That'd be an askamina. But if it's Dina Nefesh, it's mutter for everybody. So that's the Gemara's question. According to Rabbi Yossi, that's it. It's not Inu Nefesh. What about Dvar Min Olavina? Can he be made for it on those grounds? So...
I can understand the shower and all that, but why would jewelry be Inu
Nefesh? It's not just jewelry. It's how you present yourself.
Huh?
It's how you present yourself. Imagine if people walked around the way they woke up in the morning. Especially women. Nobody does that. Right? They don't do that. Right? Why? Because they don't look good. That's what it means. Toshma, Om Rabbi Yossi, Ein Elul Nidri Inu Nefesh. Rabbi Yossi said, what?
Yeah,
you keep thinking that. You keep saying it.
I
say it. Ein elu nidre inu nefesh. These are not inu nefesh. Right? Aval dvarim shebinol lebinah havin. We're making a deal. What would Rabbi Yossi say? That's not inu nefesh. What is it? It's binol lebinah. What? No. So therefore, he could be made for binol lebinah. The Gemara says no. Dilma l'dituka amalu. Maybe he was talking to the Rabbanan, right? Says l'dit yafil dvarim shebinol lebinah. It's not even dvarim shebinol lebinah. Says Rabbi Yossi, according to me. But l'dituhu, according to you guys, tamrisu have a nidre inu nefesh. You say it's inu nefesh. Oduli de ain inu nefesh. Wouldn't you really agree it's really not inu nefesh? In other words, I hold it's not both. Wouldn't you agree with me it's not inu nefesh? I mean, come on, that's inu nefesh. So it's not a rye what Rabbi Yossi holds. So my, what's the story? Rabada bar arva amar mefer, Ravuna amar ain mefer. It's a machlokas. What Rabbi Yossi would hold about beno lebeno. Shalom Matsinu, now, Rav Huna Amar ain't a mefer. She can't be mefer. Why? Shalom Matsinu b'shoel shemeis ba'afar pier. Because no fox dies in its own habitat. What does that mean? That means, look at the Ran. What did Rav Huna say over here? He can't be mefer for such a neder. Why? Because it's not beino lebeino. Why not? She doesn't look good. So the Ran says on top, it's just like a fox, pirish, ba'afar chafiraso shudar bo tamid. That's where that fox lives. So what are you going to tell me? It's not healthy. The fox died. That's where he lives.
He's used to the idea.
Should be told shu rogil sham. He's used to it. Eino niskal ba'afar shal osin guma. He's not going to be damaged by the dirt in that particular spot. Kach zeso too. Mitok shu rogil. That's how your wife wakes up every morning like that. She looks like that all the time. It's not going to say, what did he say over here? That we're not going to lie? Tekasher lo, nima imlo terechat. That's going to be an issue if she doesn't wash. He's used to it already. Why is it benol benah? It's not benol benah anymore. Therefore,
we just have needs of blindness.
What?
If you don't want.
Therefore, he can't be made for it. Why benol benah? It's the case. It's my wife. This is what she is. This is a personality. I'm not changing it. So therefore, it's not considered Bein Olam Eino. You hear that, Gemara?
You just say if you don't comb your hair, if you don't tend to yourself, you need boils and blindness will lead dementia.
You don't
do that, Gemara.
So the truth is we're not gonna hold from this because Tanya Kavase Dervada Brava. We have a bride that Dervada Brava is right, that he can be made for it. Why? Because we're gonna have now a bunch of cases. Number one, Dvarim Sheyesh Behen Inu Nefesh. If something's Inu Nefesh, if it's legitimately whatever Inu Nefesh is. There could be disputes about what it is, but whatever it is, mefer bein beno lebeina, bein beina lebeina chayrim. You can make for it between you and your wife, and also for the rest of the world. Fine. She'ain ben inu nefesh. If it doesn't have inu nefesh, then beno lebeina mefer. You can make for beno lebeina, but beina lebeina chayrim ain't a mefer. But you can't. Kesef, for example, amra konam peiros alai. I'm not eating peiros. I'm never eating Paris again. Hareza Yafar. You could be made for that. Why? Tina Nefesh. Right? Kadam She'eni Osa Lafi Abba. But if she makes an edder, I'm never cooking for your father. Or Lafi Avicha, your brother, Lafi Avicha, Lafi Achi, my father, your father, my brother, your brother. I'm never doing that. I'm never driving them to the airport. I'm not doing those things. What kind of Nefesh is that? That's not dinei nefesh. She made herself more nefesh, right? More. I'm not doing favors to people. That's not dinei nefesh. One second. So shalom etten tevel lefnei b'emtecha. I'm no longer going into the barn and preparing the straw for the animal. Mayim lefnei b'karacha, or water for the animals. Ein yachal lahafer. He can't be made for that. Why not? That's not dinei nefesh. It's the opposite of dinei nefesh. Right? She's making her life easier.
It's b'noah levinah.
Oh, 1 second. Why isn't it b'noah levinah?
It affects him.
What?
Affects him.
It affects him.
Why is he got to do more work? More work? His father...
No, so the Ron says, so let him hire a maid. Let him hire a maid. Then Ron points out, I'm not going to read it to save time, the Ron points out that if she doesn't want to make his own bed, and she says, well, the maid do it, then we said, no, the husband has a right to make his wife do that, because otherwise she has nothing to do all day. So she has some housework she has to do. But she could say, go hire somebody, what if it's one for me? So that's not even an nefesh. It's the opposite of an nefesh. Why? Well, hire someone else who has the money.
I want my wife to drive my
husband. We'll hire a guy. Yeah, exactly. We'll hire somebody. Shalom echol. I'm not going to put on makeup. Shalom efkos. Not a different kind of makeup. Shalom shamesh mitasi. I'm not going to have relations with you. Yofer. Yishom dar. Shabin olabena. He can be made for that. Because between the two of them. And that's, again, it's not in an efesh. It's the opposite of in an efesh. I can look like a slob. It's the best. People love that, right? Shalom atziela mitascha. If she says, I'm making ned, I'm not going to make you bed. Shalom emzog lecha es kos. I'm not going to ever serve you. Shalom erchot lecha panecha yedecha v'raglecha. I'm not going to wash you. I'm not going to wash you. Ein tzarech lafer. He doesn't have to be made for that because that ned never got off the ground. Why did they never get off the ground? That's her job as a wife. So that goes against her duties as a wife. Don't have to be made for that. What about the tashmish? Is that her duty as a, also? We'll get to that in a minute. Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Gamliel says, Yofer, be made for it anyway. Shinem lo yachal devaro. Very important, Ran. Right on the side here. Afa gaf delo chayel nidra. Even though the net is not chal, afilu hachi, tzarech lahayfer midrabanan, be made for it anyway. Shalom tikal b'nadarim, so she shouldn't take nadarim lightly. Right? The tavar al ba'al ayachel. Asmach t'ba'almi. It's not really a din, it's a good idea. You should tell her, by the way, I made for that nether. The nether never got off the ground. She should know that it's a serious business making the darim. Fine, very good. Davar acher, lo yachel devaro, mikan l'chacham she'ein mati nidri atzmo. Right? Okay, you can make your own nadarim, fine. Who said that not putting on makeup is something b'no l'beina? Rabbi Yossi. It's obviously Rabbi Yossi who said it's not inur nefesh. What is it? B'no l'beina. The katani, the mefer, mishum dvarim, she'b'no l'beina. So what do you see? The Rav Adab is right. That even though, according to Rabbi Yossi, he said it's not inur nefesh. What is it? B'no l'beina. Good? Good? Now we're going to learn something. One minute. Omar Mar, 1 second. It said, "V'shalom shamish mitasi yafar." Mishum dvar shemino lebena. 1 second. She said, "I'm not going to have relations." That's dvar shemino lebena. Hey Chidami, what's the case? Eileb, if she said the Omar Hanas tashmish alecha, if she said you can't have tashmish with me, lomali hafara hamishubedesla. That's a wifely duty. She can't make a neder on that. That doesn't get off the ground. Ella, rather, must be Bomeris, where she said Hanas tashmicha alai. I'm asking myself. Then the neder is chal. Ukidur of kahana. Dam of kahana. Hanos tashas alecha. Kofu mishamsho. If she says you can't have relations with me, then you can force her to have relations. Why? That never got off the ground. Hanos tashmisho chalai. But if she says I'm asking myself, you offer you can be made for that. Why? Shein machil and adam adav asolo. Can't feed something awesome to somebody, you're not going to do that. So the only way around it is to make you made for it. Mantana Hadatanya. Who said the following? Dvarim hamutarin. Something's mutter. V'acherim. This is actually one of the very few halacha l'maisa gemaras in the Homa Sechta. This applies to everybody. Not everybody, a lot of people. Dvarim hamutarim. Something's mutter. V'acherim no gubahan iser. And other people have an iser regarding it. You cannot you cannot you cannot act mutter in front of them to show you they have a chumrah, and you want to show the chumrah is not a chumrah. You can't do that. You can't act as if it's bottle, right? Right? Mani, the Gemara adds words. Who is the said this? Rabbi Gamliel. He, the Tanya, Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Yafer, Mishum Shalom, Yachal, Devaro. They shouldn't be mezalzel in someone's neder, even if the neder doesn't make any sense, even if it's not a neder. You should still go out of your way to be made for it. So too, right? So too, just like we're machmer on that, if someone holds from an iser, don't be mezalzel it. Let them hold from the iser that they want to hold from. What do you care? Right? Why? Because if you mezalzel this, they'll come to do other things that are aser. They might think to themselves, oh, that was not, that was mutter? Oh, then now Shabbos is also mutter. Right? So far, so good? We'll look at the Ran. Second wide line. And then we'll stop. The Darish, Davru, Lomer, Dafilu Midi She'enu Neder Gomer. It's not a Neder. Ella rather, Davru Ba'alma, it's some stam talk. She made a Neder, I'm not going to serve you. That's not a Neder. He should still be made for it. Why? So the next Neder she does make, she'll keep. Afilu hachi lo yachal, still lo yachal, kadesh lo yinad kalas rosh b'nadarim gemurim. So she won't treat other nadarim lightly. Hachanami, kirvan shenagu, isser b'dvar ha'mutarin, someone, it's mutter, but someone treated asr. Havile legabayu k'dvarim ha'asurim. He treated asr, don't be mezalzel that. Why? Because if you mezalzel that, he'll think real asr things are also mutter. Umikan haya omer harav Yehuda haKohen shem nag adam shelo lechol basar. Someone has admitted not to eat meat or shalishtos yayin bizman miyuchad for a certain time, right? Some, I don't eat meat on Mondays. Why not? Because Mondays is a whatever reason. We're not talking about stupid things. Legitimate guy is a legitimate thing. Vishuv rots shalishtos yayin lechol basar ba'osuzman and he wants to tzarech heter. You have to get Hataras Adarim. Why? To this Gemara. You hear it all the time. I once was part of Hataras Adarim. A guy was Machmir in something with Kitnius when he was in Israel, yeshiva guy. And then he came back to America and he wanted to be, and he didn't want to do that anymore. He didn't want to hold from that Chumra anymore. It was hard, whatever it was. It was hard to hold from that Chumra. I don't remember what the Chumra was. It was hard. He said, Matan Eter. Aye, the whole thing's a Chumra. That's exactly what this man's saying. You have it all the time. People do it all the time.
How much time do you have to practice that before you come to the real? 3 times?
I guess you macabre on yourself. I'm macabre. From now on, I'm going to hold from the following.
So
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the parameters. But the idea, you see the idea. Is people... Well, it becomes a chazaka. It becomes part of your routine. And you want to check. You have to mount the letter for that. Right? You hear that all the time. That's what comes from right here. This is a makar for that. It's not a boom mice. It's a makar for that. Right? All right, very good. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.